Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to have your quiet time with God. Let the thought of God, praise, worship, and listening and hearing from God be your topmost priority as you wake up daily. After Turning Point Ministration, pray more on your own as much as you can. Welcome also to Thursday, the 26th day in December 2024. Many people call today the Boxing Day, Gift Exchanging Day. Yesterday was Christmas, the remembrance of God's highest gift to humanity. There is nothing God will not, in addition to Christ, give to those that loved him. Now open your heart, hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. May God Almighty visit you as he visited Sarah. Genesis 21 verse 1 says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. May God visit you at the point of your need." He said, as he has spoken concerning you. Listen, God said in Hebrews 13 verse 5, "I will not leave you nor forsake you." In Genesis 22 verse 17, God said, "In blessing, I will bless you." In Exodus 33 verse 14, God said, "My presence will go with you. I will give you rest." In Psalm 121 verse 6, God said, "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." In Songs of Solomon chapter 4 verse 2, the Lord said, "There shall be none barren among you." In Deuteronomy 28 verse 7, the Lord said concerning you and your household, "I will cause the enemies that rise against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come against you in one way, but flee, run in terror before you in seven ways." In 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4, the Lord said, "I will give you rest on all sides, so there shall neither be an adversary nor evil occurrence." In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 10, "Thy barns shall be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wines." In Luke chapter 6 verse 38, concerning you, God said, "I will cause men to give you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 9, God said to you, "I will take you to a land where you shall eat bread without scarcity and shall lack nothing." And finally, in Psalm 91 verse 16, he said concerning you, "With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation." Listeners, lay your anointed mantle on your head if you have it around you there. If not, lay any piece of cloth or even your hand on your head and let me speak into your life. All these promises of God to you shall be fulfilled. None shall fail. All he said to Sarah, he did. All he said about you now shall be accomplished. You will not fail. You will not be small. You will fulfill your purpose and your length of days. Say amen, amen, and amen. This prophetic voice sent to your life shall do you good in Jesus' name. Right? December 26th celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is sanctified. You shall be a blessing to your generation. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are still taking testimonies. So listen, connect by faith and also by seed if you can. Yours too will happen. First testimony today. "Good evening, TPGF. I am over excited to tell of God's goodness in my life and family. Since I joined this fire altar, my God has remained faithful. He has remained my helper in educating my children. I have been a partaker of Allah upon Allah blessings, much more than the names I wrote down and wrapped with the mantle have blessed me for this Christmas. Tithe has been paid. I thank God for restoring my health. May the oil on our daddy's life never run dry." Amen. I like that. Overexcited. Another person. "I want to thank God for the cash gift I received for Christmas. To God be all the glory. You will still receive much more. Evening, Daddy. I have come to show my gratitude unto God on behalf of my son, who went for his MBA in business study at Vancouver University in Canada, through the help of God, finished excellently well today, 23rd of December. What a good Christmas gift. Thanksgiving seed already sent to the GTB account of the commission. Wow, wonderful Christmas gift. Another person. Good evening, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my TPGF family. These prophetic declarations and seed sowing are working wonders. I sow to feed the poor. Then the battle seed. Now, money is just pouring in nonstop, even today. Thank you, Jesus. I like that. Money pouring in nonstop. I decree over my listeners, money and good things will be pouring in nonstop. He said, I sow to feed the poor. Everybody, please sow to let us feed the poor. Somebody said, I want to render thanksgiving unto God for his goodness and mercy upon my children, myself, my siblings, and my loved ones throughout this year, for delivering me from fishbone that hooked in my throat. It was so hard on me, but the God of Daddy Femi Emmanuel came through for me, for connecting my daughters to their God-ordained future husband, for allowing us to dwell in his presence all the time. Daddy, please pray that one of my daughters be connected to her future spouse soonest. Consider it done. Another testifier. I want to thank God Jesus for the following. God has been so good to me and my family. God promoted me to deputy director this October to the shame of the enemies. God has been meeting all my needs. He intervened in my daughter's health. He healed me from stomach pain and loose stool that lasted for weeks. Today, 24th, I got a surprise alert from my elder sister. It has been his goodness and mercy all the way since January. I return back all the glory to him and to you, our big daddy. May his grace and anointing continually increase in your life and ministry. Thank you for all your prayers and insightful teachings. Wow. All glory be to God alone. He's the doer. I am not the one doing it. It's God. Good morning, Daddy and my TPJ family. I want to thank God for prayer answered. Yesterday, 23rd December, Daddy told us to pull our ears for good news. I did so with faith. Before the end of that same yesterday, I received my open work permit, which I have been believing God for. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Daddy, please pray for me that I get a good job soon. Consider it done. I want to thank the name of the Lord Almighty for alert upon alert. I own a land in November 2024. On a night of the day I paid for the land, I receive another alert. Ever since then, I have been receiving alert upon alert, and I've been paying my Thanksgiving seed. Three, I paid a battle seed for my birthday present, and the Lord answered my prayer, and I am thanking God in advance to complete it totally for me to come back and share my testimony. Thank you, our daddy. May the oil on your head never run dry. You will soon return with another beautiful testimony. Somebody said, good morning, TPGF. God has been faithful. I stayed home for almost 4 years before getting admission, but God did my daughter's admission with ease. She passed her SSC, JAM, and post-UMTE exam. School fees paid already. Secondly, my sister got promoted with ease since she has been working for 13 years. My second sister got her PhD, and I got my fellowship in my profession, all in October. Thirdly, alert upon alert, all tithes paid. To God be all the glory. December will be my God's completed month in Jesus' name. I like that. All tithes paid. Listeners, let all tithes be paid. Good afternoon, Daddy. The word of God that comes from your mouth is working in my life. I woke up with an alert of 50,000. My husband woke up with an alert of 100,000. One from the list of people who will bless us, and another from someone we least expect from. Hallelujah to this great God of our Father. Praise Jehovah, overdo with me with 7 big hallelujah. I wrote the names of those I wanted to bless me this December as Daddy instructed. I want to thank God. 3 out of them have responded. I believe the others will respond. Oh, yes. Daddy, I thank God, our awesome God. Promotion to my next rank. Safe delivery for my daughter. Visa granted me. Alert upon alert. Admission for my PhD. 6. Healing of toothache. Thanksgiving offering already sent to the Zenith account of the commission. Wow! Testimony upon testimony. You shall be the next testifier. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service Day. It will hold at Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and all Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos arrive on time. No traffic on Lagos Road today. It is public holiday. Come with members of your family. Come with the entire household. It will be in 2 services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Today is the last Prayer Mountain service. So, it's going to be special Thanksgiving for the end of the year. Come and thank God for all he did in 2024. It will open your heavens early in 2025. Oh, yes. I will give out special oil bottle for December. We call it oil for the end of the year favor. Others collected their own. Come and collect your own today. Come and receive your anointed mantle also free. Same to these 2 same services, Prayer Mountain services, shall take place simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Akure Center, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Center. Same time, same ministrations, all in these cities, be there. Then Tuesday, December 31, is our special crossover service, annual crossover service, in all Living Spring Chapel centers across the nation and also in UK. It will be 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. Please don't miss it. Be there. Then God's mandate to us to feed the hungry is still on. I want to specially thank those that are making donations and are sowing seed for us to be able to carry out this mandate to take about 10,000 families out of acute hunger, the very, very poor. Everyone is doing what he could. And since I said the initial budget cannot hold it, some people have been sending again, second, third, or fourth time. Do as God lays in your heart. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. But we are trusting God for philanthropists. Somebody dropped in 1 million. Somebody dropped in 200 and even 250,000 yesterday. Do as God lays in your heart so that we can meet this target on time. The welfare account number remains the same as I announce it every day. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Zenith Bank 101-7238-378. Our PayPal account remain active for those doing donation in dollars, in euros, and HSBC account in UK for our UK members and donors. Do as God lays in your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life, the remaining days this year will be awesome in your life. God will back you up, testify to it that he called me and that he called you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Compliments of the season. Happy New Year in advance. I love you. Bye.